Arizona is one of 18 states that allows non-medical cannabis use, and it's among 36 states to approve medical marijuana. But research on its intoxicating molecule THC remains limited, and claims about the benefits of the plant's many byproducts often sprout from stories and not science. From KJZZ's Arizona Science Desk, Nicholas Gerbus reports.
We have changing policy and public perception, emerging cannabis trends, shifting patterns of use in demographics. There's clearly an urgent need to know the positive and negative health effects.
Ziva Cooper directs UCLA's Cannabis Research Initiative. She says cannabis has scores of component chemicals with potential uses, which confounds efforts to study the plant's health effects. Drug market and policy expert Rosalie Pakula of the University of Southern California says cultivation practices follow market trends.
And it's been engineered to have different attributes.
Cannabis is mainly associated with its mind-affecting molecule THC, the research of which remains hamstrung by its listing on Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act. The non-intoxicating substance cannabidiol, aka CBD, faces no such restrictions and may help with anxiety or pain. Still, we know more about THC than other derivatives on the market, which are studied mainly in animals, if at all.
Traditionally, it was only really products that had THC in it that was being used orally or topically or smoked. But now we know that there's an interest in these other cannabinoids, like CBD, CBG, CBXYZ.
In 2017, a broad review by the National Academies of Science found robust evidence for using cannabis to treat pain, seizures, nausea from chemotherapy, and anorexia and wasting from HIV. There are also early hints of treatments for addiction, anxiety, PTSD, and aspects of dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
Now, overwhelmingly, the number of studies were not done with the cannabis plant, and none of the studies were done with dispensary products. So we have very little knowledge about the whole cannabis plant and what people are using.
So depending on what people consume and how, cannabis may help or harm. Cannabis smoking can cause temporary cognitive and motor impairment, seeing or hearing things, and in some cases, physical dependence.
We did not find an association between cannabis smoking and lung cancer, which is different than what you would expect to see or what we have seen with smoking tobacco.
Studies also link cannabis smoking to bronchitis, vehicle crashes, low birth weight, and short-term risk of heart attack and stroke. At higher doses, THC can cause anxiety. However,
early days yet, but some evidence suggesting that cannabidiol or CBD might attenuate some of the psychological effects of THC.
Madeline Meyer of ASU's Department of Psychology says cannabis also can cause IQ loss and problems with learning, memory, attention, and mental health, especially among long-term users. Quitting might help.
But again, there's really just too few studies using a stronger methodological design where you're following people from before to well after cessation.
The effects of vaping remain unclear, as do the effects of products like edibles, which can pack a bigger punch than new users expect. But rising THC concentrations may present the biggest unknown. Lab scientists use government samples with 3 to 6% THC. That's a sliver of the 14 to 30% many products now contain, or of the whopping 70% in cannabis concentrates. Meanwhile, research also shows a shift in cannabis demographics.
We see that there's increased use in high school students. We see there increased use in women and pregnant women, as well as older adults.
Animal studies show cannabis might exert more negative effects in adolescents, whose brains continue to develop into their early 20s. Humans show similar results, though experts must study them more indirectly.
We can't ethically dose adolescents and human adults on the off chance that there might be some negative effects of cannabis.
Unfortunately, cannabis's nebulous regulatory status as a Schedule 1 drug lets it escape the FDA regulatory process and allows the industry to promote products in ways alcohol and cigarette companies can't. That includes cherry-picking scientific results.
The time that it takes for science to robustly investigate is not being allowed, and so we're behind the game when it comes to the science.
New products crop up seemingly every day in the fast-growing cannabis industry, but research into its benefits and harms remains chronically hampered by cannabis's complex legal and regulatory status, and outpaced by the public policy and consumer behavior it's meant to guide. Nicholas Gerbus, KJZZ News, Phoenix.